The tango is a familiar Latin American genre, but it hasn't always been what it is today. Until about 1915, the tango maintained a 2-4 time. Then 4-4 or 4-8 became popular. After 1955, tango rhythms became more complex. Pianist and conductor Daniel Barenboim has made a new contribution to tango recordings. Bonnie Grice has this review.
What is it about the tango? The mystery, the sultry rhythms, the honesty, perhaps, that brings so many artists from all musical persuasions to enter into its domain. Maybe it's the danger of that domain. The fact that the tango was born in the bordellos of Buenos Aires. At one time, it was even banned from Argentina's concert halls. The music is filled with a breathless, unspeakable passion, an urgency, a longing. For classical pianist and conductor Daniel Barenboim, the tango represents a journey back to his homeland and his musical roots. Barenboim, music director and conductor of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, spent the first 9 years of his life in Argentina. And while he was busy studying classical piano, as a kid growing up in Buenos Aires in the 1940s, he couldn't escape the sounds of the ubiquitous tango, spilling out of the radio and filling the streets and the movie theaters with its hypnotic strains. His new album is called Tangos Among Friends, and it features Barenboim at the keyboard, with Hector Console on acoustic bass, and Rodolfo Mederos on the bandoneon, a type of accordion that was championed by the tango king himself, the late Astor Piazzolla. And oh, what music they make together, these three. Piazzolla would be proud. This is one of Piazzolla's Four Seasons, a suite he wrote in 1970 that expresses the special yearning he felt for his hometown, no matter what time of year. This is Winter in Buenos Aires. Piazzolla dedicated himself to resurrecting and redefining the tango, combining the true grit of Argentina's national dance with the refined sounds of the European concert hall, and you hear the mix of both on this album. As Daniel Barenboim says, everything Argentinian was close to my heart. The air that I breathed was Buenos Aires, the language I spoke was Spanish, and the rhythm I danced to was the tango. Yes, it is a sentimental record. Barenboim is the first to acknowledge that. But this kind of sentimentality we could use more of. There's so much that is tasty here, from the full-throated sounds of the bandoneon to some lovely solo spins from Barenboim's piano. There's even an opportunity for the bass player Hector Console to shine forth on his own, displaying a unique side to Piazzolla and the double bass. This CD has much to offer, at times poignant, often playful, but never far from the erotic. It's full of the magic that is tango. Bravo to Daniel Barenboim and his colleagues for adding to the new tango revolution. and helping us hear through new ears what makes this musical form so appealing.
The CD is Tangos Among Friends, featuring Daniel Barenboim. Our reviewer Bonnie Grice lives in Long Beach, California.